Hi, this is Ed Shiflett, COO of White Springs Media, wishing all the X-Zone Nation, Rob and Laura, and everybody else a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Love a white Christmas.
The X-Zone Radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone Radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. Our website, www.xzoneradio.com. My guest this hour is Cliff Mickelson. He is the Executive Director, Chief Science Officer of the New Morgellons Order. And Cliff is arguably the most prolific and knowledgeable writer, researcher, and spokesperson for the cause of Morgellons disease. Many of his hypotheses regarding this condition have been replicated by scientists and forensic labs across the country. For more information about the New Morgellons Order, www.thenmo.org. And Cliff, how are you, my friend? Welcome to back to the X-Zone.
Well, thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be back. I'm doing fine, and it's great to be here with the X-Zone Nation once again.
Cliff, since you and I last talked, have there been any developments in finding the cause or a cure for this terrible disease?
Well, actually, it's been a very slow summer due to circumstances that many people out there in Radioland are familiar with. We've had several tragedies strike the community,
yes.
And things have come to a rather abrupt halt as people dealt with those kinds of issues. However, we are beginning to move forward again, and there are some very promising signs on the horizon. Several of them I hope we can discuss tonight.
Of course we can, and once again, we lost Chaz Holman, and there was also another loss in the community.
Yes, Ken Cowles, who was the public relations director and was in charge of the press media releases for the Morgellons Research Foundation, passed away as well a little over a month or so after our tragic loss with Charles.
Yes. How is Charles's wife doing and the family?
Cindy is a trooper, and she is, bless her soul, she is just doing the best that she can. She's got a very good support network around her, and we all love Cindy. She's decided, since to honor Charles's work, she's renamed the new Morgan Allen's Order website. It's now the Charles E. Holman Memorial or Foundation. I'm sorry, the Charles E. Holman Foundation for the research in Morgan Allen's. And so we're beginning to recover. Cindy is just a wonderful person, and we wish her the best.
1-877-528-8255 is our toll-free number. Cliff Mickelson is our very special guest. We're talking about Morgillons this hour on the show. If you have any questions, if you'd like to give us your hypothesis on what you believe this horrific disease could be, give me a call at 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free at 1-877-528-8255. For more information on Morgillons, the website for the new Morgillons order is www.thenmo.org. Cliff, stand by. You and I have to take a 2-minute commercial break, and we will be right back as the X-Zone continues live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Still to come on tonight's show, we have, we have Richard Clough going to be talking about the truth behind high fuel prices, and J.G. Leonard, who can prove God is real. He is an award-winning scientist, and he's going to reveal how his scientific formula proves there really is a God. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Wonderland. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is pausing around. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on.
Cliff Mickelson is our special guest. And Cliff, thanks very much for joining us. Do me a favor. Give my best to all the great people at the new Morgillons Order. You guys are one of the hardest working groups that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And I know that it must be very hard and frustrating for you and the others that are involved, as well as the research, because the government is still not giving you the help that you need. And whatever happened to that big splash that the... who was it? My mind just went blank.
We had that CDC...
That was it! Yeah. The CDC
thing going for a while, and had our hopes up for that. But I would say this, Rob, that at this point in time, I think myself and a lot of other people in the same position that I'm in, members of our community, would probably have just a complete nervous breakdown if the government did get interested, because it would be so out of character.
Well, what did the CDC finally say? Have they just dropped everything?
They are their usual inscrutable selves. They've, of course, as we discussed previously on one of the earlier shows here, they signed a seat. They finally, due to all the outside pressure they were getting from the Morgillons community and other interested activists, mm-hmm. they finally decided to assign a study and to do a morphology study, and they assigned that study to Kaiser Permanente, which, of course, is somewhat, in the opinion of many people in the community, is kind of like asking the wolf to guard the hen house.
Exactly, a conflict of interest if I ever saw one.
Well, yes, pure and simple, and so there are very many people, a lot of people in the community took that as a sign of bad faith on the part of the powers that be in the medical and the government medical establishment, which actually comes as no surprise in view of the intransigence and this general foot-dragging that we had to deal with prior to that particular announcement. And like most bureaucracies, they only responded because they were continuously and mercilessly prodded. And even then, they didn't respond in good faith, as many people see it.
Was this a way of just trying to pacify the people who were bugging them?
Very well put. I think you just summed it up for us there.
That is so wrong, because there are thousands upon thousands of people, not only in the United States and Canada, but around the world, who are suffering from this disease. And you know, the worst part about not knowing is not knowing and going to the doctor and saying there's something wrong, and first thing that they think of, all right, this person has a mental problem.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, and of course the disease or the affliction itself is so extremely bizarre and fails to fit the parameters of any known pathogen, mm-hmm. that people who first contract this begin to doubt their own perceptions at first. And it takes some time to get past that hurdle and realize what is happening to you is truly happening. So then when you finally realize, hey, I do have a serious problem here and there's something going on, you go to see your medical professional who you've always trusted in the past, and you're blown right out of the water. And that's a very, very difficult pill for many people to swallow.
Has anything developed positive for the Morgellons people?
Well, on the official quote-unquote scene, I would say no. However, there is positive movement on other levels, and a lot of people have taken on the mantra that those who want to help, help themselves. Mm-hmm. And more people have begun to do research and contract private parties to do research who have qualifications in the medical field. And there are some advances beginning to be made by both professional and semi-professional researchers.
What, in your opinion, since the beginning of the Morgellons awakening or awareness, has been the most significant step forward for Morgellons?
Well, just actually there hasn't been any one thing that I could really point out to, except perhaps when Oklahoma State University got on board, Dr. Mm-hmm. Randy Wymore, and those people out there got on board. That was a big step towards mainstream credibility. Although that hasn't really flowered as much as I would like to see it, it has given the movement and the community a great deal of credibility.
Are you getting more and more reports from around the world about people who are saying, listen, I've got this disease?
Well, you know, Rob, the reports just never stop coming in. All of us who are involved in charting this, the progress of this pathogen, could probably testify to that. It just never stops, and it's around the world, all the continents, all the countries. I can't think of a continent on this planet that hasn't reported this affliction so far.
Are there any parallels that you've been able to establish with all the new reports that you're getting? Any links, any threads connecting any of these cases?
Well, of course, there's a lot of hypotheses out there, and there's a lot of conjecture, and there's many, many different theories. Some of them seem more wild-eyed than others, and some of them, actually, in this particular case, it may be some of the more wild, what appear to be wild-eyed theories and conjectures that are more closer to the truth than not. Of course, one of the things that is emerging, and we're seeing more and more, is that there seems to be the indication of a very strong fungal presence of some kind that has not yet been identified, some kind of a blood-carried fungal presence that may not be the entire affliction but has an integral part to play in it.
I know that there's some conjecture that chemtrails may be part of this phenomenon. Is there any validation to the chemtrail hypothesis?
Well, they're, of course, chemtrails, personally, they're very easy to spot.
Yeah.
But whether or not they're connected with what we call Morgellons is a matter of conjecture, and it's a great deal of conjecture in the community. There's many people who swear up and down that there is a tie. There hasn't been any definitive science that would say, yes, there is a connection, because chemtrails themselves officially, quote-unquote, don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. You can't say that one is tied to the other when the first elephant in line doesn't exist. It's hard to say he's being his tail's being held by the second. So we're up against that roadblock in that area.
In the cases that you're receiving information on, Cliff, are there any new symptoms or any new developments that have not been reported before?
Not really. We've pretty much corralled the general nature of the way this thing manifests itself. There it does have a wide variety of manifestations. There is one thing about this particular affliction, and I've felt this from the beginning, and more evidence is now pointing to that fact, that this affliction may be universal, that almost or nearly everyone on the planet may have the seeds of this affliction in them. It's just that some people are exhibiting it and others aren't for reasons that we have not yet been able to quantify.
As if something is turning a switch on inside the person?
As if something turns a switch on in certain types of people, certain genetic types, who knows exactly what that switch is. Other people exhibit some of the symptoms, but not all of them, and that may also be tied to genetics. There's something that throws the switch, as mm-hmm. you put it, and creates full-blown cases in some people, partial symptomology in others, and no overt, and the key word here is overt, symptomology in the larger population base.
1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. Cliff Mickelson's our special guest. He's the Executive Director and Chief Science Officer for the Neumor-Gillens Order. Their website is www.thenmo.org. Cliff, one of the most dangerous parts about Morgellons is people contemplating suicide.
Yes, that happens a lot. One other thing real quick, Rob, I just wanted to clarify a thing. I am the chief science officer for the Neumor-Gillens Order, but the executive director is Cindy, at this point in time, is Cindy.
Oh.
So that was kind of, I didn't want anybody to think that I was the executive director.
It's on your website, buddy. It's on your website.
Is it? I better go check. Maybe I got a promotion.
Congratulations.
They kicked me upstairs, Rob. What can I say?
No, that's because you're good, buddy. That's because you're good. Yeah, we were saying that suicide.
To get back to what you're saying. What were you saying, Rob? I just lost my train of thought.
I was saying that one of the most sad parts about Morgellons is that a lot of the people who have Morgellons contemplate suicide.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Threw me a curve on that one. Yes, they do, Rob. And this is one of the hidden evils of what's going on here. This particular affliction is so hard to pin down. You know, it manifests itself like so many other diseases. It even manifests itself somewhat like schizophrenia in some cases. You get people out there who, after having been turned down for help from all of the normal channels that one would expect to receive help from, they are already compromised physically. The affliction affects people emotionally, and it affects them the way that they perceive their world. A lot of them sink into depression because depression is part of this affliction, and some personalities are unable to handle that, and there have been a number of suicides.
Cliff, stand by. You and I have to take our break at the bottom of the hour for the news. Cliff Mickelson is our special guest. Even though it says on his website he is the executive director, he's not, according to him, unless he got a promotion he doesn't know about. Hey, this is a first for the X-Zone, telling somebody that they're an executive director. He is the chief science officer, though. And if you'd like to find out more about Morgellons, if you need support, if you've got Morgellons and you don't know what to do and you need people to talk to, visit their website at www.thenmo.org. That's www.thenmo.org. Cliff and I will be back after this news break as the X Zone continues on the Talkstar Radio Network, X Zone TV, and on shortwave from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't forget, X Zone Nation, Thursday and Friday will be the best of. We're moving to our new studios at Studio 586 in Hamilton, and we'll be back live with you from our new studios on Monday, December the 3rd. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Good tidings.
My name is Michael Telstar.
This is Psychic Dorothy.
Hello, my name is Holly Reeve.
This is Ken Elliott.
Hi, this is Patrick Cross.
This is Les Corey.
This is John Hogue.
Hi, this is Eric Rawls.
Hi, this is Blade Runner.
Hi, I'm Laura Sabrin.
I'm Clegg Lewis.
My name is Lady Ashley.
Hey, you!
This is Rick Emerson, and you're listening to The X Zone with Rob McConnell.
And a happy
back, everyone. Cliff Mickelson is our special guest. We're talking about Morgellons, and Cliff, it seems that the mainstream media, and I'm talking about the networks like Fox, NBC, ABC, and the main papers, run very hot and cold when it comes to Morgellons. It's either it's there or it's not. Why do you think this is?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer. Our general experience is been negative. You know, most of the articles have been very cold. However, I think that a lot of it has to do with the spreading of the base information base. The more and more information that we get out there, doing radio shows, the X Zone Nation reached a lot of people. That creates a kind of an energy that the other media outlets begin to notice, and so they don't jump to preconceived notions, or they won't exactly parrot what they were told to parrot, more or less, or what they are expected to parrot. They'll be a little bit more objective, and so we are encountering more and more articles that are fair.
Now, we're not talking about 30, 40, 50 people here where people can say, oh, it's all in their minds. We're talking about thousands of people.
Yes, Rob, we are talking about literally tens, and I would go out on a limb and say hundreds of thousands of people. We have over at the website, of which I'm executive director, I'll be hearing about this. You can count on it.
Hey, well, you know, I sent you a snapshot of it.
Yes, I just saw it. I just saw it. I was going to write you back, but the break ended too soon. I gotta go get that crow out of my dinner plate now. So we've got over 11,000 just registered people, victims on our website alone. In conjunction with the Oklahoma State study, they have even more. And this is widespread everywhere. I feel that for every one that we have registered, there's 100 out there active. And these are active cases as opposed to inactive cases.
I'm just wondering how many people actually have Morgellons and have gone to their doctor, and their doctor has said, no, it's nothing, and these people are just, you know, just going out of their living minds because they don't know what's wrong.
Dermatologists seem to be the ones that are guilty of that sin more than anyone else. The people that go to dermatologists are almost universally diagnosed as, well, they're either told that they have scabies and go away and not come back, or they're told that they have what's known as delusions of parasitosis, which is a very... used to be a very rare diagnosis, and now seems to be popping up like daisies in a field. So that's a lot of the other doctors refer patients to dermatologists, so it's a vicious circle.
But Cliff, we're talking about a misdiagnosis in which I know a case or two that we've discussed here on the show where children have been taken away from the parents.
Yes.
Now this...
Absolutely. It's just horrifying.
You know, here somebody is... has been misdiagnosed by a member of the medical profession, and the children's aide comes in and takes the children away.
Yes, because the parents are officially quote unquote crazy. You know, they're out of their minds. They've got some kind of a kink in their highway,
yeah.
And so here comes child protection, takes the children out of the home. There's absolutely nothing mentally wrong with the parent. The problem lies with the medical profession.
Have you ever heard of a doctor where a patient who has Morgellons has gone in and seen the doctor and the person has been diagnosed with Morgellons?
Not to my knowledge. I wish I could say that that wasn't the case. Probably the folks that go in to see the scientists at Oklahoma State University, but they don't receive what you could call a legitimate diagnosis because they're not medical doctors. They're scientists. Not really. No, very few people.
So if somebody has Morgellons, what kind of treatment avenues do they have open to them?
Well, up until recently, there was almost nothing of any consequence that you could do except to just live day by day and try to maintain a regimen of cleaning of the lesions, trying to keep your skin as clean as possible, to remove as much of the product of this affliction as possible from around the areas where it manifests itself. And that was really about all you could do. Take salt baths. There's, of course, been a million and one, people out there offering different kinds of things as cures. None of them, of course, worked, and some of them were just plain quackery.
Yeah, I've seen the snake oil artists come out on the Morgellons scene.
Oh, just they come out somebody blew the bugle. It's just amazing. it's amazing to watch. And, of course, Rob, the sad part is that you've got people that are desperate. They've been refused legitimate medical care. They've been ostracized by their peers, by their friends, and a lot of times by their families. They are desperate for anything, and so they're willing to believe. And this is what these kinds of people prey on. They're like vultures in over a dead carcass, and they come out every time there's a situation similar to what the Morgellons community is going through.
Cliff, for our new listeners who may be joining us for the first time listening to us about Morgellons, can you describe Morgellons to the listeners and what the lesions look like and what the signs and symptoms are?
Yes, actually, Morgellons... The lesions, which are so well known in Morgellons, are actually a later stage part of this affliction. This affliction actually begins some years prior to the emergence of lesions in most cases. The infected person will begin to get tired, begin to lose interest in normal activities that people engage in, will begin to become withdrawn, begin to lose some hair in some cases. Their attitude will change. They become couch potatoes in a lot of cases. This goes on for some period of time. There'll be an initial outbreak. A lot of times it happens on the ankles or the legs where you'll start scratching. It's almost like scabies, very similar to scabies. And you'll scratch and it's just a rash almost. And that's usually the initial sign of infection. You'll scratch that and it'll immediately break open and begin to bleed. And nothing will cure it. It'll go away after a period of weeks, but you could put everything, including the kitchen sink, on it in the meantime, and it won't affect it at all. Then it goes away, and it'll go away sometimes for a period of 2 or 3 years. And during that period of time, you become more and more listless. You become more and more removed from your friends and your family. You care less and less about things that used to be of great importance to you. And then it comes back, and usually that's when the lesions appear, and they appear on the hands, on the face, on the back. They appear all over the body, and they will, at that point in time, they can stay for months and even years. They're just little open sores, similar to what you would see in a case what's the disease, Rob, that they used to have in biblical days?
Oh, the plague?
No, it was a plague. It's a plague, all right. But anyway, it's just open sores and they never heal, and that's one of the defining characteristics of this.
By the way, Cliff, contrary to public belief, I was not around in the biblical days.
Well, but I think according to my kids, Rob, I was. So yeah. I guess I should have known that.
I may have dated Wilma Flintstone, but that's as far as it goes.
Oh, so you're the one who took her away from me, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, but you know what? Fred took her away from you, so there you go.
That's right, by golly.
It is a very serious disease, and how does this affect the home life of a person with Morgellons? How does it affect their social life?
It's disastrous, absolutely disastrous. First of all, the victim themselves, goes through a lot of mental stress and anguish, because not only are their perceptions subtly altered by the disease itself, their quest to gain credibility from their friends and family, from the medical community, is a foregone conclusion that it'd be a failure. So there's that stress. It's a disaster on people, and a lot of them sink into depression, which goes hand in hand with this affliction.
Now, do children contract Morgellons, or is this
sadly
a
to say they do?
Really?
Yes, and that's probably of all. I mean, an adult, it's bad enough, but for a child, it's just heartbreaking. And in fact, one of the original founders of the Morgellons Research Foundation, Mary Lato, her son contracted that. He was, I believe, 2 at the time, and that's what really got the ball rolling when she started this whole the internet aspect about Morgellons, was that her quest to find relief for her child. Lots of children have this, and believe it or not, this actually can be found in animals as well as in humans. So it seems to be an equal opportunity employer.
God. Are people able to work when they have Morgellons? You know, you were talking that their concentration basically goes. They lose the drive that they had. Is there any assistance programs when a person has Morgellons, since it's not a recognized disease?
No, and that's the rub right there. There is no assistance. There's no help. The only actual assistance a person can get, and it's a double-edged sword, is when you are diagnosed with delusions of parasitosis. You're considered basically a nutcase and get assistance from the government in that, for that affliction, but that doesn't really do anything to address the cure or the real reason why you're sick.
Plus your chance losing your kids.
But other than that, no, you're done for.
Plus your chance losing your kids by going with that diagnosis.
Absolutely. You lose everything. You lose everything. You can be committed if you're not careful, and some people have been.
You're kidding.
I'm aware of several.
What can the public do to help?
Well, the public can continue to educate themselves, continue to keep an open mind when educate themselves as best they can about this affliction, because education is the best tool that we have. Keep an open mind. When someone tells you something is going on with them, you know, these people know what they're talking about. Most of them are, you know, they're talking about their own body. They know what's happening to themselves. The general public out there can ask their congressmen, can ask their medical professionals, if they've ever heard of the disease, try and raise awareness of it.
Is Morgellons highly contagious? And how
That's
is it spread?
That's a $57 question right there. I would like to have an answer to that myself, Rob. We believe that it is contagious under certain circumstances. However, there's families where everyone in family has contracted this within a matter of a year. Mm-hmm. One person came down with it, and within the year, everyone else in that family was ill with the same affliction. And then other families where one person or two people may have it, no one else in the family seems contracted. That what I feel is going on there is that everyone is a carrier, but only some people, for reasons unknown at this point, actually exhibited.
1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. My special guest this hour is Cliff Mickelson, and we're talking about the fiber disease, as the media likes to coin it. It seems that the more sensationalistic it seems, the better it is, because after all, if it don't bleed, it don't lead. Can you tell us about the fiber aspect of Morgellons?
Yes, that's a very intriguing part of this affliction, but it's kind of herring because, as you've so well stated, it tends to be sensationalized, and that gains all the focus. The fibers are really, in my personal opinion, and my research has indicated, fibers are really a product and not an actual manifestation of the disease itself. For some reason or another, this affliction produces odd fiber-like string, like appendages. They're like a hyphae almost, and they can actually come in a variety of colors. They wad up like balls of yarn almost, but I would say small thread is probably more accurate. They can be found in all the lesions. They will be found under the fingernails of the people afflicted. They love the ear canals, and they're particularly prominent in the nasal passages and in any kind of a mucous membrane. And they're produced in there, and in some cases, especially early on in the affliction, people will produce enough amount of these, what we call fibers, for no better term.
And has there been an analysis done of the fibers to find out what they are?
We've had some interesting analysis done. The fibers actually don't, certain types of, there's several different types of these fibers, and certain types of them appear to have a very high melting point.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost as if they were a polymer of some sort, which defies conventional belief, but it's true, and it's been documented. There's been a lot of recent microscopic work done on these things, and they really, the FBI files don't have anything that match them. People at the University of Oklahoma have matched them against the FBI database. Nothing, any known fiber that we have in the computers.
Still a giant mystery. Cliff, stand by. You and I have to take our final break for this hour. Cliff Mickelson is our special guest. He is the executive director and chief science officer for the New Magellan's Order. www.thenmo.org, and Cliff and I will be back on the other side. Visit their website and Exxon Nation. If you can do something to help the research that is being done, please contact Cliff. It'll be money well spent. Maybe a Christmas gift for someone. Mickelson is with the New Morgellons Order. Their website is www.thenmo.org. And Cliff, where can people send money to help with the research if they'd like to make a Christmas donation in someone else's name?
Well, any donation would be very, very welcome. And you can make those donations at the button on our website. As you go to the main page at the home opening page, there's a button on the right-hand side for Oklahoma State University, and the donations there go directly to Morgellons Research.
And I understand Dr. Randy Wymore and his staff are just working feverishly in order to get some resolve to this mystery that has been baffling Morgellons people for years.
Yes, indeed they are, and they're doing it completely pro bono, and bless them all, and all the other independent researchers out there.
So, Exo Nation, if you would like to make a Christmas gift in someone's name, or if you'd like to be part of a solution to a problem that is affecting tens of thousands of people, please go to www.thenmo.org. and click on the button, and the money that you donate will go directly to the University of Oklahoma and Dr. Randy Wymore. Cliff, as always, great talking to you, my friend. How do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, I'll be down here in Mexico. I come down here in the winter because I can no longer take those cold Pacific tests. Of course, you know.
Cliff?
And I'll be down here celebrating. It's going to be a Christmas on the beach, the family, just kind of quiet. We'll have a little barbecue around the campfire, and it'd be very nice.
Cliff, from everybody here at the X-Zone, to you and the rest of the members of the New Morgellon Order, our very best for the Christmas season, and we look forward to helping you any way we can, and the very best of luck, and let's hope in the year 2008 we'll be able to shed some light onto this horrific disease and help the people who are afflicted.
Yes, indeed. To be able to get to the bottom of this would be the best Christmas present of all. And we'd like to thank you and, of course, all the folks in the X-Zone Nation. They've been super through all this, and we really appreciate it.
Take care of yourself, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Cliff. Cliff Mickelson is the Executive Director and Chief Science Officer for the New Morgellons Order. Their website is www.thenmo.org. That's www.thenmo.org. Now, when we come back from the news at the top of the hour at 6.5 minutes past, I'm going to be speaking to Richard Clough. We're going to be talking about the truth behind high fuel prices, what oil companies don't want you to know. I don't know if I'm the only person around here, but I am so sick and tired of paying more and more for gasoline. It seems every time you turn around, the prices go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And that's just during the course of a day. Like I said before, if in fact they did put a man on the moon, how come they can't invent an engine that doesn't require fossil fuel? When we come back on the other side of this break, Richard Clough will be with us, and then our final segment tonight is with J.G. Lenhardt. And he claims that he can prove there is a God by using his scientific formula. My name's Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. We're right here on the Talkstar Radio Network.